Hi there, my name is Lauren Layfield, and this is Your Next Podcast, the podcast which creates a brilliant list of shows for you to try, adding a new one each and every week. This week, I have a totally fascinating one for you, one which will hook you in and leave you with maybe more questions than answers. The world's hardest puzzle started in 2012. When an organization known as Cicada 3301 posted a series of cryptic messages on a board with the stated intention of recruiting highly intelligent people. The messages led to puzzles, ciphers, and codes that took candidates to places all over the world and all across the internet. Look, it's a mad story and one with an unresolved mystery at its heart, and it's brilliantly made too. Have a listen.
This is the story of the world's hardest puzzle.
It's January 4th, 2012. You're sitting alone in the dimly lit family room. It's a cold winter night. The rain is tapping against the window. You're up way past your curfew. The only light in the room is the harsh blue glow emanating from the computer. Someone in your class told you about this website. A website that has almost anything you can think of on it. Comic books, porn, weaponry, I mean, anything. Your parents don't know you're on 4chan, or what it is for that matter. Welcome to the underbelly of the internet. You click on to the paranormal message board, hoping to get into safer territory. Posts about tarot readings, Freemasonry, and an alien called Vrillon flood your screen. Then suddenly you notice an image file, no name attached. It's white text on a black background. Something about it makes you stop.
Hello. We are looking for highly intelligent individuals. To find them, we have devised a test. There is a message hidden in this image. Find it, and it will lead you on the road to finding us. We look forward to meeting the few that will make it all the way through.
It was signed.
Good luck. 3301.
Footsteps. You unplug the computer and hastily scramble up the stairs. Closing your door, you sit in silence. You cannot get that post out of your head. This is the start of the greatest internet mystery of all time.
It was a series of online cryptology scavenger hunts that turned real life very suddenly.
You know, sometimes it was tough. This is tradition in solving. You get absolutely burned out. And it happened to me. And then I got back up. Then I got burned out. Then I got back up. The classic solving cycle.
You're listening to Archive, the world's hardest puzzle. A podcast from Stack. Episode 1.
Good luck. 3301.
So, Cicada 3301, let's go.
How are you feeling?
I'm nervous and I'm apprehensive and I'm actually excited, but I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah, I think we're just going to have to jump into the deep end.
I'm Tommy Trelawney, a documentary maker. You may know me from my YouTube channel, Hochelaga, where I make videos about obscure topics that deserve more attention. I love a good rabbit hole, and the Warrens don't get much deeper than Cicada 3301.
I'm Nikki Anderson, journalist and podcast producer. You'll know us from The Interruption, where we figured out who was behind this.
This is the voice of Emma, representative of the Ashtar Galactic Command, speaking to you.
Tommy first told me about Cicada 3301 on a long tube journey here in London. As we clung onto the railing of the train, I clung on to Tommy's every word. I'd never heard a story quite like this one.
So you've never heard of Cicada 3301? When this thing came out,
the whole internet lost their minds. It's bigger than the dress. It's bigger than Yanni and Laurel. You heard of it at all?
No.
Right. We got a lot to talk about.
If you're like Nikki and have never heard of Cicada 3301, it's a series of puzzles that appeared online about a decade ago. There were three sets of them. The first in 2012, the second in 2013, and the third in 2014. Picture it as an online scavenger hunt. Retrieve clues, solve complicated tasks, and try not to get lost.
Hello. We are looking for highly intelligent individuals. To find them, we have devised a test.
These puzzles set in motion a chain of events.
While we won the first gigantic battle, the war did not end.
And also you're just asking people to like do stuff literally for a bug on the internet.
It's not any way like telling us off at all. It was actually like
a warning.
Be very careful with these people.
No one had ever seen anything like this before.
Saying that nobody should talk to him. Be respectful, as much of a pain as he's caused. See if you can make more sense of him than I can.
But would you call yourself one of the founders of Cicada 3301?
You know, it's a hard thing. Maybe a founding philosopher would be good.
On January 4th, 2012, the internet went nuts.
There are countless YouTube videos, articles, and blogs about Cicada 3301.
A mysterious puzzle emerged that captivated the minds of thousands.
Who was behind Cicada 3301?
It's even caught the attention of the mainstream media. The Guardian newspaper has dubbed it the hardest puzzle on the internet.
That's a challenge that's simply impossible to resist. So the hunt for Cicada
3301... It's gone on to inspire real-world recruitment programs used by the United States Navy.
Mr. Black, how did you first get involved with Cicada 3301?
Hey, there's even a dark comedy thriller that was very loosely inspired by it. The effect of Cicada 3301 still echoes across the web. It seems like anyone who comes in contact with these puzzles has a weird and sometimes wonderful tale to tell afterwards. Myself and Tommy are no exception.
It's okay to admit that we want to be Sherlock Holmes. Is there any better feeling than solving a puzzle? To be the one to crack the code, whether it's in a board game with friends, your favourite show, or even the latest crime novel. We all like playing couch detective. But this story doesn't start in a plush flat on Baker Street. No. Instead, we begin in the least glamorous place online. On a little website called 4chan.
Do we even know who is this 4chan person or website?
He may, and I'm sure we're gonna be able to get...
4chan is, at first glance, just another website. It almost looks plain.
It's just a website with different sub-forums where people can post pictures in threaded conversations.
But it's the contents that make it so notorious.
Brenton Tarrant's manifesto is the product of an online white power subculture concentrated on two anonymous message boards, 4chan and 8chan.
There's no question anymore. 4chan and 8chan are hotbeds for white nationalist terror.
Here you can post pretty much whatever you want, without the consequences.
So you're probably wondering what's actually on 4chan. Well, it started as a place where the Chronically Online came together to post and find pictures of anime and manga. Now there are boards for cosplay, video games, porn, fitness, weapons, and countless other topics. Each board usually contains a lot of graphic content in some shape or form. But 4chan is a force to be reckoned with. One harmless example is the 2008 MTV Europe Music Awards.
Rick Astley.
The users of 4chan banded together to vote for Rick Astley for best act ever. He won and created the web's biggest in-joke.
2008 EMAs, you've been Rickrolled! The best act ever is Rick Astley!
Another, more drastic example of its power is QAnon. the American political conspiracy theory. It's a far-right movement which views former President Donald Trump as a hero. They think he was sent to save the world from a bunch of satanic pedophiles.
Well, I don't know much about the movement other than I understand they like me very much.
And where did that originate? Well, in forum posts on 4chan all the way back in 2017.
QAnon is basically a shadow civil war between rogue intelligence agencies and good guys, for lack of a better term.
QAnon has been linked to major events of violence and extremism across the world, such as the attack on the United States Capitol in January of 2021. Reasons like this are why 4chan is known as one of the most extreme message boards online. I guess, to put it lightly, 4chan is an odd place to go seeking out highly intelligent individuals.
So, back to that 4chan post. The white text on a black background. I can imagine to a lot of 4chan users, it just looked like a plain image. So, I asked Nikki what she saw. Nothing else to it other than some cryptic writing. Some people focused on one single sentence. There is a message hidden in this image. And that made all the difference. Right, Nikki, what do you see?
I see basically just a black square with some very plain font writing on it, and that's literally it.
And it says, hello, we're looking for highly intelligent individuals. And that's how the whole thing started.
Yeah. I don't understand, because I would look at that and I just wouldn't think that's a puzzle, because it's literally a black square. Do you know what I mean?
But I'm intrigued. This unassuming black image was the very first stage of the puzzle. People tried everything. Adjusting the brightness, zooming in, rearranging the letters, nothing. One user decided to think inside the box. They downloaded the file and opened it up using a text editor. Waiting for them at the bottom was the key to the next stage, a link. Hastily clicking onto it, it led them to a duck.
Whoops. Just decoys this way. Looks like you can't guess how to get the message out.
Great! A dead end. In the shape of a malicious mallard. Or so it seemed. Looks like you can't guess how to get the message out. Some users got the reference. Guess and out equals outguess. Outguess is a software you can use to reveal hidden messages within images. And there we have it. Another link.
I'd never seen Outguess in a puzzle before. Like, nobody used Outguess. It was a very obscure, very weird piece of software that nobody would have looked at unless they specifically hinted at it. It was genius because they planned that. They knew that we hadn't have heard of Outguess, which is why they gave us the clue, the Outguess duck, you know?
This is Taiwo. That's not his real name. He was there when these puzzles first came out.
And yeah, as we were working on this other puzzle, we just kind of heard some ramblings from this cicada puzzle that was happening at the time. And we kind of looked at it a little bit and we knew about it.
Taiwo is no stranger to internet scavenger hunts. But this one was different.
I heard about it like as early as 2012. My kind of backstory is that me and a bunch of my friends, they weren't even my friends at that point. I met a group of people trying to solve this other puzzle that was a really tiny puzzle.
Exactly what happened in Taiwo's case was happening across the internet. Chat rooms dedicated to solving this new puzzle began to spring up.
There's no gatekeeping because everybody's just on a slope. If you come in knowing Caesar Cipher, there's like, everybody in there remembers what that was like. And there's somebody who knows a little bit more, and probably someone who knows a little bit less.
A decade later, these groups are still active and thriving, constantly recruiting new members. There are over 7,000 people currently on the unofficial Cicada 3301 Discord. And that's just one platform. Cicada 3301 redefined the online puzzle scene. This elusive group, shrouded in online anonymity, created something the world had never seen before. It was magnetic. Like moths to a flame, people swarmed to take part. It had been planned meticulously. Those behind it took the chance to champion causes they believed in. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. For now, let's go back to the puzzles.
After getting through many stages involving book codes, subreddits, and even Mayan numerals, users were greeted with this message.
Call us at our telephone number, 214-3906.
Imagine the nerves as you're sat staring at your phone, about to press that call button. Who would answer?
Very good. You have done well.
On the other end was an answering machine.
There are three prime numbers associated with the original final.jpg image. 3301 is one of them. You will have to find the other two. Multiply all three of these numbers together and add a .com on the end to find the next step. Good luck. Goodbye.
It's hard to grasp how dedicated these people were. You know when you see those athletes who are up at all hours of the morning training despite rain, hail or snow? Well, these puzzlers are those people in the online world. And this was the ultimate challenge. Their hunger for more overshadowed their sense of reason. It drowned out the voices in their head asking, what is this all for? Stage after stage, solution after solution, their momentum was unstoppable. Until a website. Across a white background was a black image of an insect. A cicada.
All right, quick biology lesson. A cicada is a large winged insect about the size of a human thumb. Their claim to fame? The loud noises they make when looking for a partner. Okay, that's all. Class dismissed. So these people signed everything with 3301 and have an image of a cicada. Cicada 3301. Cicada 3301.
Below the cicada was a red countdown, ticking ominously.
Howdy folks, this one was just outside the subway here, exit 1, and the bike shelter over here. See, I got it right there. Aww.
This video was taken beside a bike shelter in Seoul, South Korea. The man recording is holding an A4 sheet of paper up to the camera.
Just going to take some quick video of the area. I don't know if any numbers mean anything, but there's a 112 there. And the phone numbers here are kind of funny.
When that countdown had reached 0, it revealed a list of coordinates which spanned the globe. At each location was a white sheet of paper with the same image of a cicada from the website. Beneath that, a QR code.
It was taped. You can see the corners. I just kind of ripped it off. It's taped right there. So, yeah, heading home. Later.
Over 9,000 kilometers away, an identical poster was retrieved in France. 15,000 kilometers away from that, another identical poster was found in Australia.
This is cicada time again.
Several were recovered from various locations in the United States. They were everywhere.
Las Vegas to London, Berlin, San Francisco, in our pursuit of the mystery that is Cicada 3301.
This online game had entered the real world.
And that was really the first interesting piece, is that after you did all this work and you got a bunch of coordinates, what were you supposed to do? Like, book a flight and go to this location?
I'm speaking with Connor Tumbleson. He created a popular walkthrough for the puzzles. Like me, Connor is scratching his head. It's one thing to create a puzzle that spans the web, but a puzzle that spans the globe? How?
Because you have to think about it. If you look at puzzle 1 that had all these coordinates around the world, and then you look at the coordinates and compare them to airports, they're like sub 25 minutes from an airport in every single city. So then I start thinking, did someone really go to the effort to place this and fly around so no one else would know? And then I think the puzzles are connected. Was it all thought out? It's so elegant.
Whether they liked it or not, these solvers had become interdependent on one another. Scattered around the globe, they exchanged the QR codes they had found at the real-world locations. These posters took them to another website.
You've shared too much to this point. We want the best, not the followers. Thus, the first few there will receive the prize. Good luck. 3301.
We want the best, not the followers. Teams of people had formed around the puzzles. And this Cicada 3301, they were not happy about it. They were not searching for highly intelligent teams. They were looking for highly intelligent individuals. They wanted to make it clear. If you couldn't do the puzzles on your own, they didn't want you. Though it sounds like an exclusive club, the less puzzle-minded have also managed to make themselves at home in this story. We'd know. We've met them. We kind of are them. That being said, those deemed the best were taken to the dark web.
Hello. We have now found the individuals we sought. Thus our month-long journey ends. For now. Thank you all. 3301. Hello again. Our search for intelligent individuals now continues. The first clue is hidden within this image. Find it, and it will lead you on the road to finding us. We look forward to meeting the few that will make it all the way through. Good luck, 3301.
January 6th, 2013. A year and a day after it first began. Another post appeared on 4chan. A year before, Cicada 3301's puzzles had taken participants to different corners of the internet and the globe. And now, they were back. But the internet was ready.
It was like every 5 or 10 minutes somebody would join the server, join the channel and be like, has there been any updates? Has there been any updates? So one of the first things that happens is like we would update the topic in the channel to like show the new update, but basically, the whole drama starts because what is an update and what isn't? You know, how do we determine what is actually real and what is like fake puzzles or like a red herring or like some kind of false positive?
A year had passed, but what had changed?
It just kind of went even further on everything. So we still started off with, you know, an image that you had to extract information from, and that led to a book code, and everything was about the same at that point. But then it just went up a level, where this time we had a Twitter account, and it dumped out, like, you know, an entire operating system, and it had just a mess of files and images and audio, and just random files that had, like, real no purpose or understanding, just random data files. And that's where the puzzle really got more complex.
Connor Tumbleson's right. The 2013 puzzle had a noticeable shift. What you're hearing now is one of them. Successfully completing a code-breaking challenge led them to a Dropbox link. In it was a music file. The title? The Instar Emergence. The artist? 3301. And of course, in typical Cicada 3301 fashion, there was a message embedded into the music.
It's a puzzle so good that it has a theme tune.
And they put a puzzle in the puzzle.
Like the Instar, tunneling to the surface. We must shed our own circumferences, find the divinity within and emerge.
Around the same time puzzlers came across the Dropbox link, they found a Twitter account.
I'm very taken aback that it's on Twitter, which again is a very surface level website.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That seems like almost like when an actor breaks the fourth wall.
Cicada 3301 had used a bot to post tweets at 5-minute intervals. The tweets contained what looked like random letters and numbers, but to the players was a piece of code. The tweets then changed to being posted at 4-minute intervals, then to 2-minute intervals, and then suddenly, it stopped.
We shall await you there. Good luck. 3301.
You guessed it. A link to the dark web. Here ends what happened during the 2013 puzzle. Well, the part that was publicly available. From what is said online, it seems that 2012 and 2013 were actually seen through to the end. Cicada 3301 themselves released messages saying they had found who they were looking for.
But this is not where the puzzles end. No, there's a third act. January 2014. The hardest challenge yet.
Hello. Epiphany is upon you. Your pilgrimage has begun. Enlightenment awaits. Good luck, 3301.
Wait. Pilgrimage? What happened to the search for highly intelligent individuals? Despite the different opening message, the puzzles themselves played out the same.
Since it happened every year around the same time, the second time everyone was like, oh, interesting, it happened again. So a lot of people this time were waiting for 2014, because if the pattern was still, like if it happened twice, people were pretty sure it was going to happen again. And sure enough, kind of around the same time, a year later, another image dropped.
Connor's right. We know the pattern by now. Image, outguess, links, so on. So it's fair to say progress in this third set of puzzles was going well. No, it was going brilliantly. But then... No, worse than that. It all started with three PDFs. Digital pages of what looked like a book. The first page had the title, Liber Primus. The pages were written in a strange text, made up of straight lines, angles with crosses, triangles, and other shapes. I need someone else to look at this. What can you see here?
Oh gosh. It is a white, like A4 size kind of piece of paper. It's got like illustrations along the side that almost look like signposts, I think. And then the writing is like almost like etchings, like ruins. Like it looks like hieroglyphic kind of scrawlings, but it's clearly done on like digital paper. It's not like written, if you get me. Like that was made, how did they type those ruins? Because that was typed.
Surrounding them are beautiful illustrations, swirling vines and elegant trees. In the branches lay insects, cicadas. I'm going through the pages now. I can just see, like weird writing that I can't make sense of. There's like these cool illustrations on the side and everybody's favorite insect as well, chilling out. It's kind of eerie.
It is, yeah. And it looks like it's giving like if I saw that and I can imagine having it printed in front of me, I would think it was like a grand or like old quite book. Do you know what I'm saying? It looks like a book that has like, I don't know, like worth to it or like knowledge. Like it's like kind of like in the same realm of like a Bible or the Quran. Like it's done so simplistically, but so like elegantly.
But we have no idea what it says.
No.
No idea what it says, other than it looks cool.
Yeah.
But what does it say?
And this was a crazy, like, three pages of a book.
Here's Connor Tumbleson again.
Because what people noticed on the second page or third page is that all the letters were this, like, very rune-like alphabet.
This is the bit everybody talks about when it comes to Cicada 3301. It's what makes it an unsolved mystery.
And if that actually went back to the last year's puzzle of like the table to decrypt what those runes meant and regular, you know, text. So it was crazy that we actually had puzzles referring back to themselves.
Right. Do you want the good news or the bad news? I'll start with the good news. Solvers managed to gather the complete book. All 57 pages. The bad news, to this day, only 17 of them have been decoded, translating into statements like these.
Welcome, pilgrim, to the great journey. Toward the end of all things.
2014, I decided I would no longer be a follower, so I put some actual effort in, which was classically the year that a solution was never found, so I guess I haven't failed yet.
So that's where it stands. Almost 10 years later, and despite best efforts, progress has halted. The question of whether it's really solvable sparks debate, and an even more substantial discourse revolves around the true identity of Cicada 3301.
So the first one is just the plain question, who is behind Cicada 3301? So the first is 1-1 hacker group, 3-1 the Freemasons, 4-1 a scientific organization, 5-1 it was the CIA, the MI6, the NSA, or any government agency, 10-1 it was a political think tank, 16-1 it was a multinational bank, 50-1 the Skull and Bone Society, 80-1 the Illuminati, and 100-1 Edward Snowden.
As we sit in a meeting room debating theories and trying to think of our own ones, I stumble across an article from 2014. It included odds made by a popular betting site.
And then the next one, interestingly enough, is what is the purpose of Cicada 3301? So we have 7-4, a PR stunt, 5-2, a recruitment program, 3-1, a portal to dark net, which is weird, 6-1, an alternate reality game, 8-1, personal amusement, or 20-1, religious state.
The fact that mainstream betting companies were getting involved shows the true scale of this whole thing. In front of us are loose sheets, brimming mugs of coffee, and laptops with too many tabs open. The spring sun is coming in through the large glass windows. The room is filled with an air of anticipation. Myself and Tommy can both sense it. Glancing at each other, we're coming to terms with the magnitude of the task ahead.
Welcome to Cicada 3301, the internet's greatest puzzle and mystery. Maybe you've heard it before. A lot of what you see online are walkthroughs and casual speculation. We're here to go deeper.
What is Cicada 3301 really about? We might be a decade late, but better late than never.
Good luck. 3301.
Then they get Libra Primus. You know, it's for our enlightenment. What the hell kind of crock is that?
There's a degree of arrogance, I suppose, to creating a puzzle that's so difficult to solve. I think everybody knows it's easier to create a puzzle than it is to solve one.
The reasons why I think it's solvable is, one, 3301 hasn't ever, like, lied to us about anything. Like, they've always been very honest about everything in the puzzle. Even like in all their communications, they've been completely honest.
Call us at our telephone number, 214-3906.
Do we even know who is this 4chan person or website?
I love the esoteric stuff, I love the Zen stuff, but it's a crock. What do you mean it's for our enlightenment?
The rest of the episodes are available to listen to on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, or wherever you're listening to this. Once you've tapped follow for that, don't forget to tap follow for this show too, so you can find your next podcast. All my recommendations from the whole series will also be on Podcast Rex at www.podcastrex.com. That is www.podcastrex.com.